It is true that the National Executive Council of the party has decided to choose President Goodluck Jonathan as the presidential candidate of the party comes the primary in November. And it is not only the National Executive Council that took that decision. Earlier, the Board of Trustees of the party took similar decision. The Governors Forum of Nigeria decided to, the PDP Governors Forum has decided to take that decision. The Senate, the caucus, PDP caucus of the Senate has taken the same position. The women in Nigeria have taken the same position. And so that position stands. That means there will be no any other candidate that will contest the primaries with President Goodluck Jonathan. This is a good omen for the politics of Nigeria. It is a good omen for the democracy, for Nigeria. This will reduce a lot of costs and wranglings in going about the elections. We'll be able to save more money to face the opposition in the coming election. And this election is unanimous. It will reduce rancors, wranglings, and fighting among ourselves, since other contestants who are within the system that have taken this decision will never, you know, be party to it again. So I congratulate all of us. I congratulate NEC for boldly taking the decision.
Does that mean that there will not be any challenger in the party to challenge Goodluck Jonathan during the primaries for next year's election for the party?
These key bodies are the decision makers of the party as per the constitution. If these decision makers have decided to pass this resolution and all accept this resolution, then what makes anybody to go and contest an election? Now, if somebody comes to contest an election with this unanimous decision, I think the party is only wasting his time, because a decision has been taken by the highest bodies that are supposed to do so. And we are only talking about our primaries, PDP primaries. We are not talking about the general election in this country. We are talking about our primaries during the convention. We are going there. We are still, all of us are still going to vote and take our count of our votes for the president. But that's not to say that somebody will come to contest with him. It is himself alone that the various organs of the body, and many organs are coming again to endorse the president. This one is the highest, but there are like the chairman of all the states will come and pass their own. All the world chairmen, all the former chancellors, and others are planning to do the same thing. So who is going to contest again with Mr. President with this decision?
President Jonathan has yet to officially say that he is running for a second full year term. Does this endorsement basically pave the way for him to officially make the announcement that indeed he's seeking a second term in office?
Whether he announces that he's going to contest or he doesn't, we have already made him our candidate, and he has said he's overwhelmed by this decision. He thanked us for taking this decision. And so what remains again for him to go and say he will not contest this election? I'm sure he will not disappoint these august bodies that have decided to endorse him. He will never disappoint them.